This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a kinky little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
It's the unhappiest time of the year, No Nut November. This month-long event challenges men not to masturbate for the month of November in order to achieve greater mental clarity and decrease porn dependence. Not everyone is a fan of this event, however. Urologist Dr. Rena Malik has come out against No Nut November, citing various consequences of total abstinence, including worsening sperm quality and epididymal hypertension, better known as blue balls. This brings to mind the age-old question, can busting a nut actually prevent busting your nuts? The answer is yes.
Gael Engel from Germany has ended her 7-year relationship with Skyscream, a roller coaster at Holiday Park in Haslach, Germany. Apparently, employees stopped letting her on site to visit him, which led to their breakup. Oh. Well, lucky for her, she's found a new ride in Gravity, a coaster that tours the carnival circuit in Western Europe. Gael follows Gravity on the road as much as possible and reports that she and Gravity have a child together, a model roller coaster that Gael made herself. I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the rails.
Australian pop singer Troye Sivan shared that he's recently gained a more kink-positive approach to sex in an interview on Emily Ratajkowski's podcast, High Low. He said the revelation came when he realized how funny sex is because it reminds him of animals. He went on to say that in the last couple of years, he's had a lot of sexual experiences with men who identify as heterosexual. Hot. It's all natural in the animal kingdom.
A Hamptons homeowner was shocked to find her real estate agent having a sexcapade in her home. Laura Glenn struggled to sell her 3-bedroom condo in the midst of the pandemic and turned to broker Christopher Burnside, then was horrified to see security cam footage of Burnside and a real estate salesperson entering her bedroom and not coming out for 39 minutes during what was supposed to be an open house. Glenn subsequently filed a lawsuit over the matter, claiming to feel violated by the whole affair. Who knew escrow could be so horny? And that leads us to today's topic, real estate.
Real estate. I guess we should talk about the different kinds of real estate porn before we talk about real estate porn.
Yes.
So sometimes, when we say real estate porn, we just mean those of us that scour the internet for lives we'll never have.
Right.
I'm one of those, big time.
Yeah, of course.
Big time. That's like half of my Instagram behavior.
I mean, it circles us back to the question of what is porn, you know? What is it really? If you break it down,
just a warm feeling on a Sunday afternoon while you're looking at the internet.
That feels a little naughty when you do it.
Is it just fantasy, depicted? Is that as simple as it is? Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're talking about actual porn.
Yeah.
Not just like looking on Zillow and being like, oh my God, look at this gorgeous mansion. Real estate porn. And there's actually sort of like two common themes or like plot lines, I guess. And this is from this great Vice article called The Market for Real Estate Porn by Samantha Cole.
We love Samantha Cole.
We do. And she sort of like broke it down. Obviously, it always comes down to like control and like power dynamics. One is, you know, an agent and a potential buyer. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most common one.
Yeah.
That's sort of like a subtle negotiation of power.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one where it's like tenant and landlord, or like tenant and like
property
manager.
I can't pay the rent. Yeah.
Yes.
Clearer power dynamic.
And that's a very, a lot clearer.
There were more fucked up power dynamic landlord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is like so common in porn, is that they kind of like, you know.
There's a reason she's got to put out, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like the dubious consent of it all. Mm-hmm. And like, how can I pay you? I guess I'll just have to use my body. Like real life taboo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's already like a very common exploitative thing, relationship, right?
Yeah.
Like a landlord and a tenant. So they're sort of like blowing it up.
You know what I've ever thought about? I mean, I've made fun of porn sets, obviously.
Yeah.
Excessively on this show.
Yeah.
But what a missed opportunity that we're not combining the colloquial version of real estate porn with real estate porn.
Oh, sure.
You know, like there should actually be a porn channel where the locations are incredible. I mean, it's impossible because like Airbnb, people don't want you fucking and recording it in their
right
places, but like that'd be really tight, you know?
I mean, there is a thing like where people are, you know, like us, people who watch porn often,
uh-huh,
that are like, what's, you know, looking in the background to be like, where are we? You
know? Yeah, what like, are we working with here?
Like,
what are we doing?
Where do we think that we're in, you know, are we in like the US? Are we like,
yeah,
you know?
And I mean, performers like Leo Lulu will be like at exotic locations and like, you'll be like,
right,
wow,
which
that's
is
cool.
Exciting.
But like, I really want to go deep enough. I mean, the closest thing is maybe Ex Confessions, where we have like really beautiful, lush sets of like,
right,
decadent European flats, you know, like,
uh-huh,
but uh-huh, even more, I just want to see really well appointed. I want someone to fuck on a really well appointed kitchen counter, you know,
right?
Or
right,
a really interesting conversation pit in a sort of mid mod, mm-hmm, you know, renovation.
No, totally.
If I had billions of dollars,
I think
that
there's also something to say about like in the US, we sort of have this. You are a more sought after real estate agent if you're like an attractive person.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, like, it's true in like most jobs, but it's like, if you're going to be like representing a fancy house, like you kind of want them to be hot. Like it's so like, there's this thing, especially with like billboards and like signage
and with Selling Sunset, like it's now just televised,
the
power of attractiveness in the real estate world. And I think it's partially, I think there's a bunch of factors there, right? Like it's partially that you're selling a lifestyle.
Right.
And so you want to look like you represent this sort of aspirational lifestyle that maybe this person is either ascending into, if it's like, I'm buying a nicer home or a first home.
Right.
Or in the case of like Selling Sunset or like your wonderful friend, Kristen, who sells incredible properties and is fully a model.
Yes.
You want to almost think about this person coming with the property.
With the house, exactly.
You know,
that's what
like,
I mean.
Like, if I have a house like this, a chick like this will think I'm cool.
Right.
And like just it all being aesthetically pleasing. So you'd be like, this is my life and kind of that. And there was also something in this article about that was like, you also want to like please, you know, you want to appear a certain way to like a hot, attractive, well put together, conventionally appealing person.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I could, like it almost makes you posture more and be like, yeah, I'm going to get this place. Mm-hmm. Granted, whether you can or you will remains to be seen, but you know,
right,
they're all interesting factors.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's this very popular channel on Pornhub. And it's like its own site also, Property Sex.
Yeah.
It's the third most searched for Pornhub partner channel. It's dedicated to this specific type of niche.
8 billion views, 1.8 million subscribers.
Yeah.
That's so hard to wrap my head around.
Right.
Like that many subscribers is massive. You know,
and it is one of those, it makes sense. Like it's one of those like taboo, like chance encounters that you're like, what if the pizza delivery guy who's in my home or we're in this home, or like, what if this plumber, you know, was hot?
Yeah.
Like what? And then like, if I could fully fulfill this fantasy, like what could happen? You know?
Yeah.
Really interesting. Are you into this sort of?
Not particularly, because when I think about the category, there's so much like just sort of sloppy mainstream content that falls into this bucket.
Right.
So like,
yeah, of course.
It's like having to dig through all that to find something that's totally good. And I will say, like, we'll talk about the videos after the break. Like,
yeah,
there's some hot stuff here,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of just like, it doesn't add enough in terms of taboo and genre to be like worth it to focus on the genre so much as I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of great porns that are real estate porns the same way there's a lot of great porns that are any genre of porn. Like there can be great sex, but like very rarely does the taboo succeed in like charging it enough with some tension so much as it always feels like dumb setups and bad dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It is such a classic sort of
trope. It's just shy of Pizza Guy, but actually probably more successful because it's not literally the Pizza Guy thing, you know?
Yeah. It just like makes me think about all the times that they've done these like insane shoots in these houses. And like, I'm like, do people know like what's going on, you know, like when they're
I'm curious about that too. That's something we haven't ever asked a guest, but I'm like, how off, like, what is the deal? Like, whose houses?
You know, can you like, get in trouble for that? You know,
I've definitely been at houses and been like, yeah, they shoot porn here. Like, houses that are almost like designated for it.
Yeah.
But I wonder about the myth, like the sort of urban myth of like open houses being used for porn. Like, I think that goes on a lot less than we think because so many porn companies don't want the liability. And that's the kind of porn being shot in this genre is like, insured.
And like, can you sue someone?
Legit porn.
Yeah.
I mean, we did the sex news talk about someone suing about a real estate broker even fucking in her house, let alone making porn, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, I wonder what the legality is there. Also, this is sort of an interesting, I don't know if you knew this, but Frederick Eklund, who's on the Bravo show Million Dollar Listing New York, was a porn star.
I didn't know that. Well, there you go. Those careers feel sort of hand in hand.
Yep. He won the 2004 Gay Vienne Award for Best Solo Performance. It was a very short-lived erotic adult performer career. And he started, you know, in 2004, started pursuing a career in real estate.
Hmm.
But I did a little research about this because I was like curious, like what he had to say about like his time in the porn industry. And he was like, you know, basically like accumulated, it was like only like a week of my life. You know, it was like a very short period of his life. He tried it and he was like, okay, like I'm done with that. You know, he's like, it's not like as dramatic as people like to think it is. You know, like, it's like, I've always been open. He's always open about it. Like he's from Sweden, obviously. And obviously,
I don't know if that's obvious. I just don't happen to watch Million Dollar Listing. So maybe best he mentioned it.
But yeah, he was like, you know, he's like, I don't ever really think about it. Like, it's like, he feels very neutral and he's not like, it was horrible. I regret the decision. Like, he's like, you know, I'm just like very open and clear and, you know, I did it and I had a good time and that's all that is. And now I'm doing something different with my life. And I think that it's kind of cool that like he is so open about it and he hasn't received any sort of like negativity and it's never like impacted his career in any way. Obviously, like he's still selling insane, gorgeous homes. So it's sort of like, I don't know, I like that it kind of goes against the idea where people always like to be like, well, what happens if you, how could it affect the rest of your life? You know, it's like, well, turns out it doesn't have to, you know?
Yeah.
Love that.
I do too. Thanks, Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick Eklund. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown. I'm just going to start with a short and sweet one. Just kick us off right.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate agent wants dick.
Oh.
Simple fantasy, straightforward. Yeah.
Honestly, same.
Who doesn't these days? You know, it's honestly, it's gauche not to want dick.
And if you don't, get with it. Get with the times.
Get with the times.
Okay. Slutty real estate agent fucks her way out of trouble.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This is also a common thing is like, we got to sell this house. I got to sell this house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in like one of the videos.
I will sell this house today. That's what it is. American Beauty.
Incredible
Thank you for knowing that.
Incredible movie. Incredible scene.
Thank you for knowing that. Yeah. Oh, what that's that relationship with Annette Bening and Peter Gallagher. Is he a prospective buyer?
No, he's a competing realtor.
Oh, he's a competing realtor.
Yeah, he's like the real estate king. And she's like, fuck that guy. And then she does, you see.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, right, she says, she screams like, fuck me, your majesty, or something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's fun. Because Alan Ball's fun.
I will sell this house today.
This one's fun. Speaking of fun things.
Uh-huh.
real estate agent gets sucked and fucked by wife for discount.
Oh, would suck.
A lot of plot points here. Confusing though, right? Because
yes, I don't think they can do that.
First of all, conflict of interest. Second of all, it's his wife. Yeah. So like he's handing out a discount to himself. Presumably they share finances.
Yeah. Huh.
Why does she need to, like, what's happening to that marriage that like she needs to fuck him for a real estate discount?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of plot confusion here. Mm-hmm. More questions than answers. And I'm not intrigued enough to click through, but Here we are.
Okay. Alina Bell, single real estate agent, gets bonked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's Alina Bell, single real estate agent, gets bonked. Not Alina Bell.
All I cared about was that she got bonked, honestly. I just needed to know.
When I think of bonk, it's like a bonk on the head. Yeah. You know, like it sounds like.
Is it meant to be like boinking, which is one of my worst, like one of my least favorite terms for sex? Like we were boinking. Like,
boinking?
Haven't you ever heard that? Like,
yes,
I haven't thought about that in ages.
A decade. Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where boinking comes from. It's like a weird
cartoon.
Yeah. Like, it's a 1960s, like, Playboy cartoon. It's like, yes. I boinked her when she wasn't looking. Like, it's terrible. Yeah, like, I hate it.
Sounds like an Archie comic.
Yes.
You know?
It's like Archie comic sex. Exactly. No, thank you.
Like, little bunny Foo Foo hopping through the forest, picking up the field mice and bonking them on that.
And boinking them That's on the dick. Exactly.
And boinking them on the dick. Yeah.
Okay, second to last one for me. TS real estate agent analed by client.
Analed.
Yeah, it's a verb now.
It's a verb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I analed you.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to anal you tonight?
Yeah.
We got analed.
A similar theme here. Young real estate agent claiming new anal property.
Ooh. She's planting her flag.
Yeah. For sale.
For sale. Okay, last one for me. By far my favorite. Real estate agent knows some tricks which let him have a good thing going in that business, and his sales level is much higher than other people working in that brunch.
Those words in there.
Also, one of them's a typo. I'm like, you worked so hard
in that brunch.
Higher tenen should have been higher than, and it should have been than, not them.
Yeah, well,
but it's so elaborate. I'm like,
also,
you're
I think it's probably branch. No, brunch. We'll stick with brunch.
Brunch. I mean, it's so elaborate.
Yeah,
and yet also confusing and rushed.
Least of our concerns.
They were so thorough. I'd be like, the thing is, this guy's got some tricks up his sleeve, and like, he's got a good thing going. Business sales levels are high, and then it just like falls apart, and we're at brunch suddenly. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, ABC. Always be closing.
I think this is my favorite kind of porn title. Just utter chaos.
Yeah,
just
of course.
Falls apart as it's happening.
Should we take a break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A hard sell is the first video we're going to talk about, and it is from featured on Blessed Plus from All Black X, which is a part of the X Empire Porn Network that features all black performers. Authentic sexual encounters are captured by AVN and XBO's award-winning director Mason in her unique, high-quality gonzo style.
Mm.
And this video has Scarlett Scandal, one of our favorites, and also Dylan Cox.
Mm.
And it's a pretty straightforward, not a lot of plot here, which like I appreciated.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes my thing about these videos is it's like 15.
Too much exposition. Yeah. Like too much like let's look at the house. And I'm like, if it's, right. it's not a sick house, like what are we doing?
It usually never is. Yeah. And, you know, and it's always like there's some weird, I don't know. They just like they're trying too hard. And I'm like, let's skip ahead. You know, all you got to do is just like you be the hot one. You be the one that wants to fuck her. That's it.
Yeah.
That's simple girl at the end of the day.
But yeah.
But yeah. So I like that this didn't really have too much of a plot.
Mm.
But I did like that it had the fact that like she was annoyed. She's annoyed at first. He's 30 minutes late.
Yeah.
He shows up and then she's like, oh. He's hot.
He's hot. Yeah. And I love the, like, I loved how clear that turn was because right. then she got to be funny and awkward.
Yeah.
Which makes it more self-aware and right. like less cheesy when it's yes. not like,
exactly.
maybe someone would fuck in this bed. Like, it's more fun when she's like, let me, like she's like stumbling over all her words, you know? And
yes.
she's like,
yeah.
And this red couch, interior yeah. couch, you know, like it yes. turns into like bumbling, like, real estate language and mm-hmm. it's really funny and she does a great job with it, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah,
but I will say that I love that how sometimes in the porn world you're never allowed to have like subconscious, you know, like you spell it out. They have to spell it
out. It's like Shakespeare and that there's no subtext.
Yes, yes. Or like an ABC, NBC, like primetime show, yeah. you know, like it's like they're giving it, they have to spoon feed it to you because yes. like we're so stupid.
They're like, that, like awuga, we an attractive ever, yeah. man. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like it has to be like, oh, Mamma Mia, you know, like I am into him, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So tight little lead up.
Mm-hmm. And then we get, of course, like her being like, I think you know what's on my mind.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, shit. You know, then they start hooking up and she's really does a good job with this massive everything. Penis.
Everything does a good job with everything.
What's crazy to me in this episode, what's crazy to me, I haven't done a podcast in 3 weeks.
We
sorry,
forgot what
work.
We're even talking about. Like, do we review television shows? Where are we?
What's crazy to me in this scene is that she's writing like 75% of the time and she's writing expertly.
This is athleticism.
It's a yes, it's like a physical feat, you know.
Yes.
Like she's doing majority of the work.
Yeah, so we're getting a shot from behind where we're like seeing her ass and he's sitting down and she's writing him on this yeah. interior couch.
Yes.
This couch is off and on.
Interior couch.
And she's doing the kind of thing where she, you know, she's like working her hips and his cock as a result,
yeah.
as opposed to like bouncing, you know, the difference where it's right. like she's essentially like twerking her ass and working his cock.
Yes. It's not just like up and down.
Which is no easy feat, first of all.
Oh, no.
And at one point, she kind of slows down to almost like let him fuck from below.
Yeah.
And then he like encourages her to keep going. He's like, no, no, you got this. Like, keep going. And I was like, yes. buddy, this is so hard. You
know,
like even from the perspective of the performers, like I think he was like encouraging her, like,
yeah,
you know, like you're doing great. This is hot. Like,
yeah.
It almost felt like there was an aspect of that, but so impressive.
I mean, she's a very physical, she's an athlete.
You know,
she's an Olympian.
Yeah.
And I also really love that there is a lot of close-ups on her like facial expressions.
Mm.
Like I was like, oh yeah, this is a female director, you know,
yeah.
because like we get that,
yeah.
which I really loved.
Yeah.
We also got some like eye contact with the camera, like a little winky, you know, I loved that. And then also obviously a lot of clit stimulation.
Yes.
I appreciate.
I loved when he was fucking her from behind.
Yes.
And the specific moment where he got like facial expressions, yes. we got the like wide shot. It's like everything I love, like furious fucking,
uh-huh.
wide doggy. And then her face like twisted in ecstasy, just like weird,
yes.
intense yes. face. And then she sort of opens up and starts like working her clit while he's fucking her too. And I was like, yes, thank you. Cause they started to talk about how she was like going to be close to coming. And I was like, but let's really do it, you know?
Let's get there. Yeah. And I also, there was a moment where he spit in her mouth too, which I thought was hot.
Yeah.
I was into that. And a really cool shot towards the end, like she comes a few times and then she goes to finish him. And it's like an underneath. I'm like trying to, what is that?
We have a word for that?
Yeah. What is that shot? It's like from underneath, you know, like from the ground up. Like I'm trying to think, what is the term?
Just brain's not all here today.
Yeah.
A from below. I'll take sort of the, like the film industry.
Yeah. I know.
The poster of an aerial shot. The opposite of that.
Yes. Yeah. The opposite of that. As she's like finishing him and then, you know, we pull out and we get like a, just a straight on shot of him coming on her face.
A lot of cum. I briefly thought about like, right, some of them take like supplements to like increase their cum volume. Yeah. It's an impressive amount, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Semen X. Yeah. But yeah, it was a hot fit. It was really hot. I mean, I love Scarlett Scandal. She's one of my favorite performers. I think she's got like,
she's incredible.
Incredible body. Yeah. Yeah.
Both of them fucking hot. Great in this. Weirdly, the only thing I didn't need, but of course this is just going to be in there, is that he's like, you're trying to make a sale.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was like, I think she just thinks you're hot. Like, I think we had a better established scenario. Yeah. Which is like, she just wants to fuck you in this house and that's enough. Like,
yeah, she's just,
but you know, it's all right.
For
it's
sure.
It's going to have a little of that camp in it.
I also loved there was just like a little bit of dirty talk, which was nice. Like he was like, you know, she's like, I want to taste your cock. And she was going down on him and he was like, no hands, just your mouth. And I was like, oh, okay, girl, like, good luck. I don't know where that's going to go.
Yeah, that's a tall order for a tall cock.
Mm-hmm.
So
for a tall cock.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, really hot.
Great vid.
Liked it a lot.
Great use of the trope.
Yep.
Didn't overdo the trope. Wasn't like, let's spend way too much time.
Just
the right amount to like pull us in and make it more believable and have it just have like a hint of taboo and just incredibly capable, hot performers. Like, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Now this other video. So this is from men.com. And it features Michael Del Rey and J.J. Knight.
And Annabella Danger.
Annabella Danger. But I don't know if we've actually talked about Michael Del Rey, but I really like him because he's frequently in like bi videos with like Dante Colley. Like he's always like, so I've seen him before. And he's like, Michael Del Rey is like this sort of this like kind of goofy real estate agent.
I think J.J. he's fantastic in this. I have to be honest. He's so campy. He also looks like Matt Rogers is like a good way to describe him. If people want to put a visual, but he's similarly like a kind of goofy gay, you know, like he's leaning into the camp of this video.
Yes.
Which I think is smart.
So is Isabella Danger.
Yes. She's over
like
the top.
Walking she's in. She's always like, giving like stank face. She's like, ugh, this place is disgusting.
Yeah.
You know? And like, like Michael Del Rey is like, well, you guys are a great time to buy. You know, you guys are probably fucking like rabbits, recently married. And then he like JJ Knight walks by and Michael Del Rey just slaps his ass.
Yeah. Like, just starts like, grabbing his ass as he's like going to the hallway.
Whoa. Yeah. Like, how did you know? Like, was there some unspoken thing that we missed?
That's just
like,
the gaydar, baby. You just knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he takes them to various rooms and is keeps bending over and be like, for fucking here, am I right, guys? And like playing this like really uncomfortable, cheesy realtor.
Yeah. And then Avella and JJ are in like the bedroom and Michael's just in the bathroom just jerking off.
Yeah, he's like, just down the hall. He's just like standing in frame.
He's around the corner.
Just with his dick
and
up.
She's like, what's going on with that guy? Like, he's weird, you know?
Yeah.
And she's giving the best performance she's ever given. Like, she's just walking around. Then he's like, okay, you know what, Abella? Check out the pool. And he like shoves her out the door and there's no pool. And she's like acting like she's going through like cobwebs or something. And she's just in like this like backyard in LA.
Yeah.
She's just like, ugh, like it's disgusting, you know?
Yeah.
And then she gets locked out.
Yeah.
Of course. And
I mean, he locks her out and then is like, we're figuring it out. And they have like a whole scene through the kitchen window, which is fun, while he's being like fucked against the counter.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, just give me that dick.
Yes. Yeah.
And like just pulls out and he's like, because JJ goes, so do you sell a lot of real estate in the neighborhood? And Michael goes, just give me that dick. Like, okay, straight to the point.
It moves that plot along.
I was like, okay, JJ's in a different, he's in a different
port. He also has a line earlier where Abella's like, what's up with that guy? And he's like, he may be a little familiar. Like, he's doing an interesting, like, sort of classic what? Daddy, yeah. You know, like he's a daddy of another time yeah. a little bit.
Right.
And then, yeah, they just do a bunch of fucking. Uh-huh. I loved the scene through the kitchen window where she's like, let me in. You've been fucking me around. And he's like, how are you with climbing? Like he's like, he's like, why don't you just try breaking in through the roof? Like,
and then we go to like the shot of her, like in front of like a big gate. And she's like, does like four spins. Like, she's like, what, where am I? And I was like, this is clearly like somewhere else.
It's high camp. It's very over the top. It's like, it's terrible porn, but it's like deliciously ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it was hot to me.
Yeah, it was like, after the fucking. It's kind of, this one kind of felt like the stuck porn that we watched ages ago, where I was like, it's so campy, but it's so self-aware. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone's having a good time on this set.
Yeah.
And like, the sex is hot. It's just like in the midst of this sort of like funny sketch almost, you know?
Yeah. You know, Michael comes and I was like, this is working for me actually.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, anytime I'm watching like two sort of.
Two hot men fuck?
Yeah. Two men that could be sort of straight seeming fuck.
Yeah.
I'm turned on.
We just said this does obviously have the straight element, which is huge in gay porn, that like he's with his wife or his girlfriend. I don't know if we say, but like.
Oh, it's his wife.
It's his wife. Recently okay. Married. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're like.
I'm like.
Converting.
I don't know how they met. But.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like seducing the straight, which is the extra, the taboo and the like. There's a lot of nostalgia steeped into that for a lot of viewers, I think. We've talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that both of them did the job for me. I've masturbated to both of them now.
Nice.
Or it could be just the fact that I just, you know, have been in horny Europe for the last 2 weeks and raring to go now.
No, these were good boards. These were like worthy vids. I just happened to be like in a hurry and... was just
didn't
like
have the time
watching them from a, you know, a professional perspective purely.
Yes.
But was like, damn, and flagged the Scarlet Scandal Dylan Cox joint first, but then was like, this one's fucking great too.
Yeah, I also would jerk off to this one.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh, we do have to like one other detail we should not leave out. Bella finally comes back in. He's like, sorry, old locks, we'll just get you a locksmith. Like they come, they get their clothes back on, they let her back in. And then she's like, what's that on your face? And
he's got
jizz on his chin, essentially, like the side of his mouth. And he's like, oh, I got this new custard. I snuck a little. It's delicious. And then she was like, we're leaving, and like grabs her husband and goes, implying that she's aware that he gay or maybe bisexual.
Something happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, sequel?
Question mark?
Is there a sequel of the works? It remains to be seen.
Fingers crossed.
We'll keep an eye on the trades.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@girlsonpern. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn. And a special shout out to Savoy, who is one of our Patreon members. Just a reminder that if you are a director level on our Patreon, you get a little shout out like Savoy. Thank you so much for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Savoy. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. A 5-star rating helps us out a lot. So if you do want to leave us such a glowing review, feel free to include your Instagram handle so we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.